Okay, we're ready. Yep.
Senate Fish and Game will come to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Vice Chair Brown.
Here.
Vice Chair Jacobson.
Here.
President Blaisdell.
Excused.
Senator Cohenour.
Present.
Senator Ellsworth.
Here.
Senator Flowers.
Here.
Senator Hertz.
Excused.
Senator Howard.
Excused.
Senator Keenan.
Excused.
Senator McClafferty.
Here.
And Chairman Heimbaugh.
Here.
Thank you.
Please silence your cell phones if you have them with you. If you wish to testify, please sign in. And we got three bills today. The first one we're going to hear is House Bill 48. Senator Gist, are you available? I know he's out there. But... Representative Gist, sorry about that.
Which one is that?
Representative, are you ready to present your bill? We're going to hear House Bill 48.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Steve Gist. That's S-T-E-V-I-S-G-I-S-T. I represent District 25. That's the center section of Great Falls. Today I'm here to present House Bill number 48. And as I told the House of Representatives, this is a very simple bill. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks introduced this, and the nature of this, it's an act to remove the occupation, the word occupation, from the application of hunting and fishing related licenses, amending section 87-2-106 and 87-2-202, Montana Code annotated. By just removing the word occupation off the written application form, they state that they have better ways with newer technology to obtain this information is no longer needed. And that is, I can stand for questions if you want. Other than that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there any proponents to House Bill 48?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Colin Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y. I'm here today on behalf of Trout Unlimited. We just wanted to stand up today and support House Bill 48. It's a simple cleanup bill, and just wanted to say we do support. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other proponents? Are there any proponents online?
Chairman, yes, there is a proponent, Emily Cooper. She's having a difficult time coming into the link, so I'm going to resend her the link. For some reason, it's not working.
Okay, we can wait a second here.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other proponents? I'm going to ask for opponents. If there's some of them here, we can listen to them while we're getting this all hooked up. Are there any opponents? Are there any informational witnesses? Well, what do you think, Joe? Are we, can you do anything to help her?
Sure. I'm having a difficult time getting that link over, and she's having a difficult time receiving it. If you could wait 5 minutes to see if it works this time, or go on to the next bill, and can we bring her in then?
Senator Ellsworth?
Mr. Chair, certainly within our rules, what we could do before executive action is taken is taken any written testimony from her, and so that'd be my recommendation, Mr. Chair.
We might do that. If you get hooked up right away, why don't we go by that? And is there any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to follow up on that and just ask that she be shown as a proponent because that's what she registered as, and then we can get that written testimony. I think would be great.
Okay, thank you, Senator Kornhauer. Is there any questions from the committee? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the bill sponsor.
Mr. Chair, Senator Brown.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I guess I'm curious why we need somebody's occupation anyway. What was the reasoning? Do you know the reason behind having that?
I do not know the reasoning behind that historically. I do know that it is currently apparently on the applications, and the Fish and Wildlife and Parks just request to remove that.
Thank you.
Chair.
Thank you. Is there any other questions from the committee? Representative, would you like to close on your bill?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I recommend a due pass. Like I say, this is a simple bill. It just removes occupation. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has other alternative methods if they want to determine what somebody's occupation is of obtaining that. So I recommend a due pass.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
Now we'll hear House Bill 45. Representative Putnam.
Yeah, so I think we know his deal, but you should ask if they have somebody that should carry on the Senate side.
I'll shoot down. Representative, do you want to open on your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brian Putnam, B-R-I-A-N-P-U-T-N-A-M. I'm a representative from House District 9, which is Evergreen and North Kalispell. My bill, House Bill 45, just revises the home-to-hunt rules and closes a loophole that currently allows people that have never been to Montana to purchase a discounted hunting license in Montana. These licenses were originally established to allow someone who used to live and hunt in Montana that now lives outside of Montana to purchase a discounted license so they can come and hunt with their family members in Montana. With the current language, though, you need to have purchased a resident hunting license or have taken Montana's hunter's education. And some people have realized that without ever living in Montana, you can take hunter's education online now, get a discounted license, and essentially game the system. So this bill essentially replaces an or with an and takes the bill back to its original intent. Just want to point out this bill is requested by FWP and is supported by the Montana Wildlife Federation. With that, I'll let any proponents speak and stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any proponents? Is there any proponents online? Are you hooked up yet?
No, I can't get it. It won't work. I don't know what in the world's happening because I've been doing everything I can do. Just try it. I keep copying the link over, and it just... let me just work on it a little more. I don't know what's going on with this link. I think she has, for some reason, she's getting into another committee meeting. I think the link is incorrect. that they sent me. So I'm going into the master and see if I can get this figured out, okay?
Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Is there any opponents? Are there any informational witnesses? Questions from the committee? Senator Kornauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I just think we should do the same thing with this bill, with Ms. Cooper, if they were going to support the bill. I'd like her to be shown as a proponent, and we can get her written testimony to the committee before executive action.
Thank you. I would like to ask a question, or do you have a question? Anybody else have questions? I'd like to ask a question of the sponsor. So if we can't get hooked up to anybody in fishing game, we'll have to, you're the man.
Right, Mr. Chairman.
So explain this bill to me again. I'll just explain a situation that I have. I've got a daughter that of course was born here. She moved out of state. She never hunted here before that. Is there any way that she can come back and hunt?
Mr. Chair, no, she would not be eligible for this program. She could still purchase a non-resident license full price, but not under this program.
Even if she took the hunter safety course, she wouldn't be able to do that.
Under the current law as it's written currently, yes, if she went and took hunter's education, she would be able to purchase a discounted license. With the change, she would not be able to.
Okay. Representative, what's the purpose of this bill, or what was the problem we're trying to fix here?
I believe the problem we're trying to fix, Mr. Chair, the problem we're trying to fix is that some people have discovered that there's this essentially loophole where somebody from out of state who's never been a resident of Montana, never hunted in Montana, can take an online hunting education course and then get this discounted license.
Representative, a follow-up. Could we fix it by just eliminating that, somebody who hasn't ever lived here? And so that I've had some people concerned about the fact that they would like their family to come back and hunt, and this is going to eliminate that situation.
Mr. Chair, that would be, I guess, an option. Not being one of the people that passed the legislation originally, I'm not sure that that fits the intent of the legislation. So I guess that would be something to consider. It'd be a concern, though, that we're kind of expanding the legislation beyond what it was originally intended to be.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee?
Chairman, I have Emily Cooper available.
Senator Kornauer.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, my apologies. Technology's great till it doesn't work. So thank you for being patient. My name is Emily Cooper. I'm the Licensing Bureau Chief here with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. I'm here today on behalf of the department in support of House Bill 45. FWP's family-sponsored or home-to-hunt license allows non-residents that were once residents of Montana the opportunity to purchase one of our three non-resident combo licenses for half price. As currently written, the statute requires applicants of this special license to complete a Montana Hunter Safety course or to previously purchase a license as a resident in Montana. Unfortunately, this imprecise language allows non-resident hunters that have never been residents of Montana to qualify for this discounted license by only completing an online hunter safety course. House Bill 45 proposes to require the applicants to complete both a hunter safety class and have purchased a Montana resident license in order to qualify for this discounted license. Mr. Chairman, committee members, the department would like to thank Representative Putnam for sponsoring the bill, and we recommend a due pass for House Bill 45. Thank you.
Is there any questions from the committee for Ms. Cooper? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Cooper, I guess I get where you're going, and kind of understand it, I guess, but a couple of questions. If we indeed hit these, you know, we have these 500 number for licenses, do we, if we hit that 500 number, that peak number, does it then go to a, like a drawing system? Is that what you're anticipating doing?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Brown, I don't know that we have that ironed out yet. I apologize. I don't have an answer for you today, but I can look into it and get back to you.
Okay, then one follow-up, Mr. Chair. For Ms. Cooper as well. So as the bill is written now, I'm just looking this kind of on a personal note here. Realistically, I've had a granddaughter that's lived with me for, you know, she's now six, and she's looking forward to the day that she can go hunting, and I know would love nothing more to be able to go do that with Papa. She obviously hasn't taken hunter education or been able to buy a hunting license. So if we change this, that's going to cut her out. Is that, would that be correct?
Mr. Chair, Senator Brown, your granddaughter would qualify for the half-price youth license if you sponsored her as an adult. But she, part of the requirement for this license is you have to hold a Montana resident license at some point in order to qualify if this change gets made.
So I guess the answer to my question is since she no longer is able to buy a, because she no longer lives in Montana, she would not be able to buy a Montana license. So am I missing something there, I guess? I'm just looking, how is it that she is able to come hunt with me?
If she's a non-resident, Mr. Chair, Senator Brown, if your granddaughter is a non-resident, you can sponsor her and she'll get a half-price license as a youth. So you, as a resident sponsor, can sponsor a youth. In this situation, you would have to, your granddaughter would have to hold a resident license in order to qualify. So she'd have to be old enough to get a resident license as a Montanan. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
Senator Jacobson.
Mr. Chair, for Ms. Cooper, do you have any numbers based on the number of people who took advantage of this program who did not purchase a resident license? I mean, so they basically qualified. What was the number of people who qualified with only completing a hunter safety and education course?
Mr. Chair, Senator Jacobson, I don't have those numbers with me. That would be some research that we'd have to do to look at those applications to see which ones they used to qualify.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Cooper, if you could provide that information to the committee, I think that would be helpful in us determining what if it's a solution in search of a problem.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobson. Senator Kornhammer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and a question for Ms. Cooper also, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Ms. Cooper, can you describe what the reasoning was behind this bill in the first place? I want to just make sure that people understand why the program was instituted. I do believe that Senator McLafferty probably has some great knowledge about this bill. So she's the one who brought it in the past, but makes it difficult when she's on the committee to get information out there. So, Ms. Cooper, if you just talk about why this was actually, what this bill actually did and what was the initial intent of the bill when it was drafted and why this fix will take it back to its original intent.
Mr. Chair, Senator Kornhammer, you know, Hank Worsak is always the best on history on this, so I'll do the best that I can today. I would imagine that the history on this is for those folks that once lived in Montana, took advantage of all of those opportunities here as residents, and then left, moved out of state to, you know, for various reasons. This discounted license allowed them to come back and because they held a resident license, it gave them the opportunity to purchase that license at a discounted price. because they had spent time in Montana, they had knew the rules, you know, were familiar with the regulations and things like that.
Thank you.
Ms. Cooper, I had a question for that I asked a representative already, but maybe you can clear it up for me. I just was wondering, I'll just tell you my situation. I've got a daughter that lives out of state, and she never did buy a hunting license when she was here. She's since become very interested in hunting, and under the current law, she could have come back and got a license, maybe, but now she won't be able to under this new law. Is that true?
Mr. Chairman, that is true. She wouldn't qualify under this particular statute, but she would qualify under our Montana Native program. So she would still qualify for a half-price license, only a different program, under a different program, because she was born here.
Okay. Well, thank you. Senator McClafferty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for Mrs. Cooper, please. Mr. Chair, Mrs. Cooper, my first question is, how many licenses were sold last hunting season?
Mr. Chairman, Senator McClafferty, their total between those licenses, 653 of these particular come home to hunt licenses were sold. And that includes a big game combination license, our elk combination license, and a deer combination license. So total.
And what is there a number set? And you might have, somebody might have said a number earlier and I just didn't catch it, but is there a number set of how many licenses are available per hunting season?
500 of each of those licenses are available.
Great. Thank you.
Is there any other questions from the committee? Oh, Senator Flowers.
Mr. Chair, this is a question from Ms. Cooper. Ms. Cooper, of those 653 licenses, do you happen to know how many of those qualify for the home to hunt based on simply taking hunter education?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Flowers, I don't know that off the top of my head. We have to do some research into those applications and see which one they selected or they qualified for. They have to provide some sort of documentation of either or to us.
Mr. Chair, Ms. if I could ask a follow-up.
Follow-up.
Ms. Cooper, thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Cooper, if that's possible to do that, it would be helpful because I think it would illustrate kind of the nature of the problem. If it's half, that means something quite different than if it was one. So if there's a way to research that and say, you know, here's the gravity of the problem, I think it would be very helpful. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Flowers, we'd be happy to look into that and get back to the committee.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper. Is there any other questions? Senator McClafferty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have one last question for Ms. Cooper. Could you please tell me the cost of the license?
Mr. Chairman, Senator McClafferty, I don't have that right in front of me, but it's half of the cost of the big game combination license or half of the cost of the elk combination license or half the cost of the deer combination license. I don't have that at my fingertips, but I can certainly get that back to the committee.
Could you please do that? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper. We'll be looking for the information that that you're going to send to us. Anybody else have any other questions? Representative, would you close on your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Just for the record, I've got some prices here I'd be willing to share. The non-resident big game combo licenses are $523. That's with the 50% discount. The non-resident deer licenses cost $306, and the elk-only licenses are $442.
Okay. you can. Do you want to close on the bill then?
Yes, yes, sir. I just thank you for your, Mr. Chair, I thank you for your time today, and I ask that you give HB 45 a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate it. Now we're going to, Representative, do you have somebody that picked out to carry the bill on the floor if it does pass?
I was hoping Senator Brown might do that for me.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to hear House Bill 54. Representative, would you like to open on your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, my name is Carrie Seekins Crow, C-R-O-W-E. I represent House District 54, which is Billings in the Heights. And it's my pleasure to be here today. Thank you so much. Today I bring before you House Bill 54. And currently, Montana Code annotated section 87-2-522 is currently written. It limits which family members can accompany non-resident youth hunters in the field to natural or adoptive parents, grandparents, or a brother or sister over the age of 18. Basically, what House Bill 54 does is it just updates Montana Code to the world in which we live today. The bill increases the list of family members to include step-parents and legal guardians. And as the grandmother of the world's most precious step-grandson, this bill really resonated with me, and I respectfully request do concur. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative, is there any proponents of House Bill 54? You can sit down.
Okay, thanks.
Is there any proponents online? Ms. Cooper?
Mr. Chair, committee members, good afternoon. Again, for the record, my name is Emily Cooper. I'm the Licensing Bureau Chief for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. I'm here today on behalf of the department in support of House Bill 54. Currently, this statute limits the definition of immediate family member allowed to accompany a non-resident youth hunter in the field to the youth's natural or adoptive parents, grandparents, brother, sister over the age of 18. House Bill 54 would simply add step-parents and legal guardians to the definition of immediate family member eligible to accompany a non-resident hunter. Mr. Chairman, committee members, the department would like to thank Representative Seekins Crow for sponsoring the bill, and we recommend it do pass for House Bill 54. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper. Is there any other proponents online? Seeing none, is there any opponents? If there's seeing none, is there any informational witnesses?
Chairman, there are no informational witnesses nor opponents.
Thank you. Is there questions from the committee? What an easy bill. Representative, would you like to close on your bill? Don't mess it up.
Well, I just want to certainly thank you so much. My colleagues have been very kind to me, giving me a wonderful bill to carry, my very first one. So it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there... Representative, did you have somebody you wanted to carry this bill in the Senate? Have you got somebody picked out?
I do not, but if anybody would like to help me out with that, I sure would appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see, make sure it passes, and I think we probably have somebody that would do that for you.
Okay, perfect. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think Senator Brown just, you know, I think you were the one that stepped forward. Was that what happened, or everybody else stepped back, or...
Yeah, it's kind of a volunteer thing.
No, I just, anybody would.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Does
anybody else have anything for the good of the committee today? We're going to, on Thursday, I think we're going to hear some bills, and possibly we're going to hear from some of the governor's nominee for the commission on the department. So it's I think it's important for us to learn about these commissioners that we're going to approve, and so we're going to try to get them all here before we have to rush the bill through. So I think that's I think we have that lined up. We don't know for sure, but I think we have that lined up. So thank you. If anybody else has anything to add, let us know. If not, Senate Fishing Game will be adjourned.